Penguin Audio presents The Laughing Corpse by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. Chapter 1. Harold Gaynor's house sat in the middle of intense green lawn and the graceful sweep of trees. The house gleamed in the hot August sunshine. Bert Vaughn, my boss, parked the car on the crushed gravel of the driveway. The gravel was so white, it looked like hand-picked rock salt. Somewhere out of sight, the soft whir of sprinklers pattered. The grass was absolutely perfect, in the middle of one of the worst droughts Missouri has had in over 20 years. Oh well. I wasn't here to talk with Mr. Gaynor about water management. I was here to talk about raising the dead. Not resurrection. I'm not that good. I mean zombies. The shambling dead, rotting corpses, night of the living dead. That kind of zombie. Though certainly less dramatic than Hollywood would ever put up on the screen. I am an animator. It's a job, that's all. Like selling. Animating had only been a licensed business for about 5 years. Before that, it had just been an embarrassing curse, a religious experience, or a tourist attraction. It still is in parts of New Orleans, but here in St. Louis, it's a business. A profitable one, thanks in large part to my boss. He's a rascal, a scalawag, a rogue. But damn if he doesn't know how to make money. It's a good trait for a business manager. Bert was 6'3", a broad-shouldered ex-college football player with the beginnings of a beer gut. The dark blue suit he wore was tailored so that the gut didn't show. For $800, the suit should have hidden a herd of elephants. His white blonde hair was trimmed in a crew cut.